Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Get back to your calls if you're a veteran. We'll put you right through. 412-928-9370 on this Veterans Day 2024. And it is a joyous day in Pittsburgh because the Steelers are still in first place. They welcome the second place Ravens, a team that they have owned for the last few years, a quarterback that is an MVP, but stinks against them generally. And we'll have days and days and hours of good talk on that leading up to the game Sunday. But right now we are looking back on the Steelers' exciting win in Washington. And at 3:30 on Mondays, we go through Donnie Football's game balls. Problem is, Donnie is on his way back from D.C. So instead, Charlie has been given, he's been presented, Donnie's game balls from this very, very, very entertaining win. We go in reverse order here. So the bronze medal, the game ball number three goes first here, Charles.
Well, so there's a problem. I was given the game balls, but I was just given three names. There was no order. There was no reason why. It was just...
Okay. Well, we'll make up our minds.
Here's what we're going to do. You just name the people, and if we have to move these around in real time...
We'll do so.
Yeah.
All right, game ball number three.
George Pickens. And then...
Hold on.
Did he say anything about it?
He just gave you three names, literally.
Just three names. That was it. Game balls.
Pony. Right,
number one, George Pickens.
Wilson hooks a pass. Looking. End zone! George Pickens climbs the ladder for the touchdown!
Did you see that in Washington, they're acting like babies because of what he did following the Russell Wilson interception?
Touched the guy down and then mauled the dude while the play was technically still happening?
They're saying there should have at least been a penalty and he should have been thrown out of the game for it.
Well, I watched that closely and I watched it in real time and thought, uh-oh, here comes a 15-yarder, because I did think he was going to go after the guy. The Washington,
offsetting penalties?
The Washington player engaged with him. He went for the bull and he got the horns.
Yeah.
This is one of those things, just like the fake punt for a lot of people, way more fun to talk about after a win, especially one where he makes, I think, one of his better, it's going to go down as one of his more like kind of almost pedestrian touchdown catches because of how many crazy ones he makes. That was a great catch. He does some of the objectively weirdest and funniest stuff on a football field I've ever seen. You got Baldy breaking down on that slant route. He goes, he's jumping, and then he's changing direction in midair. This guy's like a lightning bolt.
He's doing a jumping stiff arm. He's high-stepping at some point for no real reason at all.
It somehow works, because when he caught the slant, I was like, man, he could have made more out of it. Then you see it from the back angle. Like, no, he actually made a ton out of that play. That dude is just freakishly
here
good.
He is on the confrontation with the Commander's defender.
What happened on the play where there was the interception and you tackled the other defense?
Interception. Guy tried to, you know, get physical with me. A lot of guys like to do that. So I got physical back. That's pretty much it.
Did you know you touched him down at that point?
Yeah.
If he didn't touch the guy down and he's fighting a dude instead of making a play to kill the play, and Washington gets an extra 30 or 40 yards.
Oh, I'm crushing
livid
him for it.
With that.
But you know what? I even felt good about it on first watch. You could see him looking down at the player who intercepted the ball.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed extremely cognizant of exactly what he was doing. I think he touched him twice, Pony. Yep. He hit him on the shoe, and then he clearly tried to touch him a second time.
Game ball number two.
Cam Hayward.
I like it. I thought he was a menace the entire game. Here he is afterwards talking about giving this defense credit because of the team they were up against.
Going into this game, we knew they don't punt the ball often. That's their calling card. They have an offense that's explosive, that's methodical, that moves down the field, doesn't settle for anything less than a field goal. But when we got off, we felt great about it because we were providing more opportunities for our punt to, you know, create a splash play, and then our punt return to create a splash play, or, you know, our offense going down and getting seven.
Daniels came in with 459 rushing yards. They held him to five. He was a 71.5% passer, and they held him to 50%.
They did yeoman's work. I know Cam had two sacks. Depending on who number one is, I'm a little surprised at his inclusion. I thought he was great. Defensively, there is one person I thought was clearly their best player, so we'll see what Donnie goes with here.
In game ball numero uno,
Mike Williams.
Mike Williams, one target, one catch, one touchdown. here is Russ after the game giving him some credit.
I threw a few to him, yeah, for sure. We definitely threw a bunch of them, but just different routes and different things we did with them. And but, you know, you visualize those moments and what could happen and, you know, just trusting guys. And once again, that was all big Mike there.
He ran a really – you know what? Two things really quick. I'm just surprised he went with Hayward over Queen defensively. I thought Queen was everywhere, man. And, you know, we love Cam
seven
on this
tackles,
show.
Two for a loss.
Yeah, I just thought he affected the game the way you want a guy you're paying eight figures to play inside linebacker to affect the game. That's neither here nor there. We love Cam on this show, and he was awesome. The thing about the Williams play, Pony, that I said to you off the air and I'll say here, what got me really pumped beyond the play itself was looking at it again, man. I did not realize how fast he is when he gets going on a vertical route. I don't think the DB there expected that he had help. Williams just ran right effing by him, then made a great play on a pretty tough catch and had himself inbounds easily there.
Immaculate vibes, too. I love when you bring in a player
who's
and
pumped.
He immediately makes an impact, so he gets that monkey off his back. He now...
Did you see him on the field after the game? He was all fired up. He is very high-pitched voice at that point because he was like hoarse from screaming.
You don't think that's his regular voice?
I know it's not, because I think our buddy Zach Smith said you won't be prepared for how Mike Williams sounds, and then somebody hit him back with, well, yeah, this is how he sounded in the post-game locker room.
I got the dub! That's what it's...
Do you have clips from him after the game, though?
I do. It sounds like the voice that Starkey sings in.
I'm a horticulture expert. I'm a horticulture guy.
Yeah.
Give me the Williams after the game clips, just because it's a very funny juxtaposition.
Here he is saying that it was actually Kelvin Austin who was supposed to be in for that play.
Nah, it wasn't at the line of scrimmage. It was just what we talked about on the sideline. I want you to run this route. I think Calvin went out. He was running that route the whole week. He actually ran it early in the game. But, yeah, it was for him, and he was out. So, you know, I went in there and made a play.
Here's the voice thing that popped into my head. It's like if you're a kid back in the days of landlines, so if you're like younger than me and Pony, this won't make sense. And like one of your buddies calls, that's your normal voice. And then it's like, oh, hey, honey, Sarah's on the phone. Hey, how you doing, Sarah? This is Mike. Yeah, it's great that you're calling. Like a seventh grader. You're trying to sound tough.
Hey, Pop.
My mom was like that. I could always tell if her boyfriend called because she would change.
Would she sound sunnier and friendlier?
She'd be like, oh, hi. She'd go from... clean your effing room too. Why? How you doing?
Did you ever pull the stunt that I just described though, with like a girl calling you?
Oh, like trying to sound like I'm macho,
deeper voiced, yeah.
The cat's ass, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
The holidays are all about sharing with family: meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe, and now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are, so you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with
mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Didn't really work that
way. My brother would make fun of me and say that when I was like 11 years old, I would try to just sound cool talking to my friends. So I'd be like high-pitched squeaking all over the house and go, hey, Kevin, what's
Donnie
up, bro?
Donnie footballs, 3 game balls from our guy, Charlie. George Pickens.
Cam Hayward. Big Mike Williams. Pickens, 2 out of the last 3 weeks, the man has made an appearance.
Mr. Old School is a vet, and he joins us right now. Hello, Mr. Old School.
Hey, guys. How's it going, man?
Hey, brother.
Thanks for your service, Mr. Old School.
Thank you, Mr. Old School.
My guys. Yeah, Captain Retired 2007-08 Iraq veteran. Thank you guys for all that you're doing. Is giving us shouts out. I appreciate
that. We're
not
doing anything. We're just giving
you guys
a chance to tell us.
You guys are doing the things.
Tell us what you did, and we want to thank you. We're just sitting here talking about the Steelers game. We didn't do anything special.
No. You gave the military causes. You don't know how much that means to vets. You really don't.
Well, thank you, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you for that.
You can thank the Steelers for covering the money line.
I was going to say, I'm very glad, too, that we're doing this after a win, because it would have felt a little bit worse to be like, Mr. Old School's a veteran. Thank you for your service. Now, can you effing believe what they did?
Right. Hey, let me tell you guys, I don't know about you, but, you know, this is the first time I can say in years that all three phases are playing like a well-oiled machine. Like, all three phases we seem strong in. Like, there's no weakness. There's weaknesses, but it's not, like, glaring where we used to. And to have Omar Khan make those two pickups and they both be effective on the first game, it just seems like the winds are blowing our direction.
How about, too, the fact that Preston Smith, you know he's a steady hand and you can trust him. And I'm hoping Highsmith, like, we get the best possible news. But, man, just knowing what happened to Highsmith's ankle, having Smith around feels so much better. Not just that he made a play, but that now you've got him for the next couple weeks if you end up needing to lean on him heavily.
No doubt. I mean, and to juxtapose that with, remember when Kevin went out and got Marquise Reed from Denver after Watt's injury, and that guy sucked. So it's great that we got somebody just like Williams.
I forgot he even existed. I'm sorry. I forgot Marquise
Reed existed.
Stepped right
in and played well. And I think it's a very good point, Mr. Old School. I mean, we can nitpick this team and we can split hairs. But overall, they do look like a complete football team.
There's no fundamental problem.
Like, and Baltimore has one with their defense.
Yeah, there's no, like, last year's team couldn't score, couldn't make anything happen easily offensively. There's no... They've had good teams, great offenses that couldn't play defense, kind of like Baltimore feels this year. There is no fundamental entire unit-wide weakness on their roster.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network.
Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.